basically, that's the first point to make this morning. Just pray for the team that they can physically recuperate after singing that for two times every morning. We are not all the youngest, and as a consequence of the fact that everybody just got into it, that's Debbie offended already, okay? The fact is, we did have a really good team who just got stuck right into it, and everything went really, really well. Wanted to give you just some of the, not even so much, if the boys and girls are here, they're like, well, we've heard this already, but they haven't. So that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to give you a flavour. We've got some one or two bits through the service where we're just going to tell you roughly what we told the children, but try and give it to you in a way that might make sense to you. We looked at Joseph, and one of the things you realise when you look at biblical characters, people come to a kind of Bible passage with a hushed tone, with reverence. And you don't say, well, he was a bit of a plonker, wasn't he? You don't do those things because it's the Bible. Whereas, one of the things you get with Joseph is, he really did get carried away. He had gifts, but he was part of a team. He was actually part of a family that probably was a team. They could almost have had a football team. There was that many of them. The point is, in that team, because he had certain gifts, he had dreams and God spoke to him, you could just have dreams or you could have dreams. Look at my dreams. And he wanted everyone just to look at him. In terms of him being in the team, he didn't really, he was really gifted, but he wasn't really kind of a team player. And so we were thinking about people who are really good at stuff, but do they always do it for the team or do they do it for themselves? And we were thinking also about, well, I'll check. I said to the boys and girls, I thought we were going to be looking at a person called Noses, but we weren't looking at a person called Noses. What was he called? It wasn't Noses. It was Moses, yes. I might not have been the gaffer, but I was definitely the one who made the gaffes. But that was just the character, honest. The fact is, we were looking at Moses, and it's really weird, because when you put the kind of specs on that says teams, and then you begin to go through the passage, you suddenly see stuff that you wouldn't normally see. Moses is an amazing person. He's incredible. But he couldn't delegate to save himself. He could not give other people the job. In fact, ends up his father-in-law, the fact that he took advice from in-laws of any kind is obviously a positive. That's not necessarily what everybody does. But his father-in-law has to say to him, see, if you don't start getting other folk to help you, you're going to wear yourself out. In other words, he was doing so much, he was getting really grumpy with the people. They keep on asking me to do all this stuff, and I'm just going to run ragged. And what, you know, and he's a really good leader, and he's got lots of gifts, but because he's doing too much, he just gets really grumpy. So we asked the boys and girls, have you ever been like that? We didn't ask for a show of hands from them. I'm not going to ask for a show of hands from you. I'm just saying, if you're gifted, do it for the team. Give it back to God. If you need to ask other people to help you because you're getting just a wee tad grumpy with people, ask. You see, it really isn't just kid stuff.